One of the Democrats running for president has an asset that none of her rivals can match. It's not just money, although she has a $14 million head start. It's not just campaign staff, although many veteran Democrats became her advisors. Hillary Clinton can also rely on her husband. Democrats agree that Bill Clinton is a big help, although some say he could be a liability, too. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
This weekend, the New Hampshire State Democratic Party held its annual 100 Club dinner. Hillary Clinton was there without her husband, but she didn't hesitate to tap into New Hampshire Democrats' deep affection for the comeback kid of 1992.
Many of you in this room were part of that incredible campaign. Bill and I made friends that we have kept close to us in the years since. People we met in diners and schools and homes and churches. And yes, in line at Dunkin' Donuts across the state.
And it's not just New Hampshire. Wherever Senator Clinton goes, the mention of her husband's presidency brings Democrats to their feet. Here she is at a candidates' forum last month in Nevada.
And, you know, I believe Bill Clinton was a good president, and I'm very proud of the record of his two terms.
Democratic strategist Susan Estrich has written a book called The Case for Hillary. She says while Bill Clinton is a tremendous asset for his wife in a Democratic primary, there's another conversation about the Clintons going on among party insiders.
I have certainly heard plenty of Democrats who think Bill Clinton walks on water and is a brilliant strategist and was a wonderful president and is an inspiring speaker. Nonetheless, worry about his impact on the Hillary campaign.
Estrich says these Democrats worry whether there will be another scandal and what Senator Clinton will say if there is one. And those doubts, even among admirers of Senator Clinton's, could affect the way Democrats evaluate her chances in a general election, a potential problem in a primary for a candidate who claims to be the most electable of the field. New Hampshire Democratic activist Bill Cerruti was in Nashua on Saturday to hear Hillary Clinton.
I think that's the elephant in the living room that no one talks about. They don't know what's going to happen with Bill Clinton. Could be a plus, it could be a reminder of the good old days, or it could be a negative, and they could say, oh, Bill did this, Bill did that, do we want 8 more years of this?
Well, I think if it's baggage, it's carry-on luggage and not the kind of baggage that will weigh down a candidate like Hillary Clinton.
That's Donna Brazile, who managed Al Gore's campaign in 2000. She sees a different kind of Bill Clinton problem.
I think the challenge there is to allow him to go out and assist her in a way to highlight her strong assets, that she's a tough leader, that she has good judgment, integrity. But he must be careful not to shine too much on himself because, of course, that can be a distraction and that could be a major problem for Senator Clinton down the road.
The Clinton campaign is already addressing this issue. Most of what Bill Clinton does on behalf of his wife occurs in private. This month, for example, he'll be hosting a round of exclusive high-dollar fundraisers in New York. And on the rare occasion when the two are at the same public event, their speeches are never scheduled back-to-back. 2 weekends ago, both Clintons were in Selma, Alabama for a civil rights commemoration, where Bill Clinton tried as best as he could to hide his light under a bushel.
All the good speaking has been done by Hillary and Senator Obama today already. I just sort of bring it up the rear.
But if Democrats are worried that Republicans will try to use the negative ammunition of the Clinton years, they should be. Here's Republican strategist Mike Murphy.
I think he's a double-edged sword. He's popular in the Democratic primary. He's a first-rate political mind. He also has all the baggage. And the problem is when you're running for president, you generally want your campaign to be about the future, not the past. And he is a built-in time machine to a very divisive time.
In a general election, if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, Republicans will certainly try to activate that time machine. But 6 years have passed, and in that time, an unpopular Republican president and a round of international good works has done a lot to rehabilitate Bill Clinton's standing with voters, which was strong when he left office and even stronger today. And besides, says New Hampshire State Representative Kim Casey, after Katrina and Walter Reed and Abu Ghraib and the war in Iraq, the scandals of the Clinton years don't look so bad.
I think from a historical standpoint, people may stand back and say, well, you know, we had problems then, but by comparison to what we are seeing now, that will pale.
And that's what the Clinton campaign is counting on. Mara Liasson, NPR News.